Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
New research presented at University College Cork today shows that exclusion in schoolyards is a problem which leaves children feeling left out in the playground. Through discussions with teachers, the findings show that schoolyards could be better designed to encourage inclusivity to ensure that all children have a chance to forge friendships and participate in games. Well, for more on this, we're joined now by occupational therapist and PhD researcher with University College Cork, Michelle Bergen. And Michelle, you're welcome to the programme. Tell us a little bit more then about the research you carried out here. As I say, you were speaking to teachers, you were looking at dynamics in the schoolyards and playgrounds amongst young children. What did you find?
Thanks, Sarah, for inviting me on. My research was with teachers and children and occupational therapists. And so I had the opportunity to ask children and teachers what's actually going on in the schoolyard during play, because we have very little research in an Irish context. And the teachers spoke really about the challenges they face in negotiating the best interests of individual children with the collective interests of the whole group in spaces that are often quite restricted. And so they're tending to prioritise safety and an absence of conflict rather than focusing on creating play opportunities. So they're quite challenged by the diversity of priorities they have to negotiate. And the children themselves spoke of the importance of the break time in the school day for their social friendships mostly. So this is really important to children, and yet they also identified significant social and spatial restrictions on their opportunities.
Yeah, I think anyone who speaks to small children, it all happens in the schoolyard. Like, that's where all the fun happens, that's where all the pain happens, the crying, the drama, the everything, you know, but that's where everything takes place for the most part. So when you talk about the spatial opportunities then, is this about tarmacking and green space? Is this about, you know, building sort of, I don't know, a mini playground, that type of thing, building things for children to play on, or what is it exactly that could change?
Well, I think one of the important things that this research has raised is that we know very little about what the existing provision is across the island of Ireland. So we have little data on, you know, what's already in place. And we know of schools that have really excellent spaces and have had the opportunity to develop their schoolyard space. And then we also know that there's really restricted spaces in many of particularly the urban schools. So when we think about space, we have to look at the really diversity of schoolyards across Ireland. But in terms of creating better play opportunities, the international research would suggest diverse options. So you're looking at more natural spaces, but not just astroturf and not just perhaps a climbing wall. You're looking at what options can you create that will offer different play opportunities. And that's the most important thing. But we have to be really mindful of every different schoolyard has probably very different needs. And so we have to ask the children. The children are the best people to tell us what they need within their schoolyard.
And can we talk about exclusion for just a second? Because exclusion can be bullying, can't it? I mean, it can be the act of bullying by excluding somebody specifically. Or it can be maybe absent-mindedness and the child just feeling left out. I mean, how did the pupils themselves, students, experience that?
Yeah, so I think the teachers highlighted that it can be quite difficult. So I was concentrating on children from 8 to 12 rather than the smaller children. And how does exclusion actually happen within play, within the schoolyard? Because when we talk about bullying, we don't really talk to children about how does it happen? You know, how do we see it? How can teachers maybe look at in the schoolyard and respond to it? And children were very clear in that it is quite visible. You know, it is about not being chosen to play football with their peers. If they weren't invited to a birthday party at the weekend and their peers are talking about that, they're not included in the conversation. So it's very much enacted within play, and it occurs within play. And we see play as a very positive thing, but children can be excluded within play in the schoolyard, and it can be hard to see if you're just trying to supervise a big group of children. The children themselves.
Well, supervision, I was just going to say, is key. And you'd imagine that could be engineered out, you'd think, or somebody who doesn't work in a school context saying this, I suppose, that you could teach children not to exclude or not to leave anyone out. Is there any recommendation as to how to better all of this going forward?
So the teachers spoke about a lot of programs that they are using within classrooms. So there's a lot of anti-bullying policy has been such a big dimension of their teaching within the the whole school environment. But they talk then about the children out on the schoolyard, and that's where they can really put it in practice. And that's the difficult part. You know, how then does the teacher step in the schoolyard and kind of disrupt the game, or do they not, or do they give the children the chance to negotiate it and use the skills they've been practicing in the classroom? And I think this is where we really need to concentrate our research, you know, in finding out what are the best supports within the schoolyard, because teachers are identifying this as a challenge.
Okay, Michelle, very interesting to speak to you, and thank you very much for joining us. That's Michelle Bergen from University College Cork.